Blog Talk Radio.
Change. We must distinguish between
Well, holiness is right. That's dubbed by the Born Again Church Choir. That's a blessing. You only can get in by being holy and right. Well, we welcome you to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I am your co-host, Sister Ruby, sitting in today for this segment, this part of it. A time of reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scriptures and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And you can find that, I'm reading out the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We thank you so much for tuning in, and we're so excited today to have our own prophetess, Darlene Davis, bringing the word of life to us today. And, you know, her ministry is prayer, praise, and deliverance. And she comes all the way from Jacksonville, North Carolina, by the way, and we're in California, so you can hear it all over the nation and all over the world. So we're just so excited for this godly woman of God that comes on this broadcast daily and support God's people and God's word and the anointing, that come powerful word of God that she presents to each and every one of us today. So we're so excited to have her come forth with the word of life and the bread today, and that's none other than Prophetess Darlene Davis. And Prophetess Darlene Davis, you can open up with prayer, and you can go forth with what the Lord has given you for his people. Praise the Lord, Prophetess.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for another day. We thank you for keeping us, God. We thank you for holiness is right. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you for your presence, God. We thank you, God, that we won't compromise. We thank you that we're the head and not the tail. We thank you that we're above and not beneath. We thank you that we're walking in your will. We're walking in your way, God. We thank you for keeping us, God. We thank you for food to eat, shelter, clothes, God. We thank you, God, for our health and our strength, God. We thank you for your blood covering, God. We thank you for being everlasting, God. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for each and every soul that comes on. We thank you for each and every caller, God. We thank you, God, for the overseer, God. We ask that you continue to keep her, cover her, strengthen her, restore her, breathe on her, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask them for your mighty will to continue to be in her life, God. Continue to use her, God. Continue to let her not compromise, God. Continue letting her walk in holiness, God. Continue blessing her and her family, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch Sister Ruby as she continue to co-host, God. Continue to anoint her with songs to play. Continue to anoint her, God, in everything she does and say, God, in the name of Jesus. So we come today, God, just saying, have your way. God, we ask that you move by your might, God. Not our might, but your might, God. We ask that you blow, God. Give us a fresh rhema word, God. Give us a word. Give us some oil, God, in the name of Jesus. Give us a word that will keep us, that will keep us holding on to you, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, Lord, that you look down upon the bereaved families, God, everywhere. Everyone that had lost their loved ones, God, this year and last year, God. We ask that you continue to send in your comforter, God, and touch as you do so, God. We ask, God, that you forgive me, God, for any sins, God. Anything I have said, done, thought, or even dreamt, or anything I did not do that I should have done in your will. I ask that you forgive me at this time, God. I ask that you let nothing stand in the way of these, your people, getting the word from you, God, not from me, God. As I open my mouth, you speak, God, in the name of Jesus. Have your mighty way, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs some new rain, God. Oh, send some rain somebody's way on today, God, in the spiritual realm, in the name of Jesus. Somebody don't know what to do on today. Give them hope, God, in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you. We praise you. We come against every assignment, every attack, every hindering spirit that will try to exalt itself, keep the word from going forth. We come against it with the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you continue to clear the airways, God, in the name of Jesus, and the computers, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you camp the angels around the computers and the phones in the name of Jesus. Now we say we thank you and we serve you. Notice, Satan, you are not wanted in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood over you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you. Amen, everybody. Hallelujah. Thank God. That song was the first time I heard that song. It was such an encouragement to me. Holiness is right. Hallelujah. And we won't compromise. So I thank God because I said I refuse to compromise, even in the word. I refuse to compromise. So I said, let your will be done. So I thank God for this great opportunity. This is the month of freestyling. This is the last day. So I do thank God for being a part of this freestyle. I thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for Pastor Renard. I just thank God for her. I just thank God for how she's been an encouragement to my ministry, and she's been an encouragement to me and so many other people. She is walking the will and doing the will of the Lord. So I just thank God for her, and I pray many blessings upon her even the more. And I just thank God for what this broadcast stands for and the anointing that reigns is on this broadcast. So I give God praise on today. I lift them up. I thank God. I'm telling you, I got to come behind some great, great preachers and great teachers. Tell you, the word has been refilling to me all month long. I tell you, I've been singing songs in my spirit. I've been lifted up, and I have been encouraged and been strengthened by the word, each and every teacher and preacher. So I just want to thank each and every one of you again for speaking, and each and every one of you callers for even taking the time out to listen to this broadcast and listen to me on today. But I'm praying that God does a great and mighty move on today like never before in your life. I'm praying after you hang up that you will be set free, that you'll be strengthened, that you'll be encouraged, that you won't go back, that you'll continue to go forward, because holiness is right. So I just thank God on today. I give him praise, and I do give him honor, and I lift him up because he is worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. And we have prayed, and we're going to Psalms 145. Praise God. And this is David's psalm of praise. I will exalt thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. I'm reading the first verse through the fourth verse, and then I will be skipping down to the 10th and the 11th and closing with the 21st verse. And I'm reading out of the King James Version. So I will start again with the first verse, and that is Psalm 145, David's Psalms of Praise. I will exalt thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day I will bless thy name forever and ever. Greatly is thy Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. That's 1 through 4. Now I am skipping down to the 10th and 11th verse. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. Thou shalt speak of thy glory of the kingdom and talk of thy power. Praise God. And on the 21st verse, my mouth shall speak of thy praises of the Lord. And let all thy flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Hallelujah. My mouth shall speak of thy praises of the Lord. And let all flesh bless his name forever and ever. Not some people, but all people. Hallelujah. Not some of the times, because it says every day on the second verse, I will bless thee and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Every day, when I feel good, I'll bless them. When I don't feel good, I'll still bless them. When things are going bad, I'll bless them. When things are going good, I'll bless them. When I don't understand, I'll praise them. You got to praise him anyhow. And Psalm 34 talks about, I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. So we got to lift him up at all times. And today I will be talking about praises. I will be talking about how to get your praise back if you lost it. I will be talking about how to keep your praise, how to take your praise to another level, talking about the spiritual and the natural praise. I'll be even talking briefly about some of the meanings of praise. Today I'll be also talking about whatever else God wants me to talk about. I'm just going to let them flow, because yesterday the man of God spoke on let it flow. So I'm saying, God, let it flow, let it flow. I wrote some notes, but I was led not to even read them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But during this time of this reading and this teaching or preaching, I will be praising the Lord every once in a while, lifting and magnifying the name of the Lord. I will be doing in your hearing, I will be doing an illustration. I will be lifting up the name of God. That's part of the message on today, since we will be talking about praises. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody need to give him some praise even right now. Hallelujah. Because it was God that took you through the day. If it had not been for Jesus on your side, where would you be? Hallelujah. If it had not been for God, you would have been turned down that place. You would have been turned down on things if it wasn't for God. You would have been gave up if it wasn't for God. You would have been backslid if it wasn't for God. But God, but God. Hallelujah. I know everybody got a but God situation in their life. I know everybody got some things that they can say, well, God, I don't know if I can make it. But I'm telling you today, people, before I even start, you can make it. If you can make it, if you just keep on praising them. You can make it if you keep on praying. You can make it if you keep on fasting. You can make it if you keep on trusting your Lord, because he is the way maker. And I'm telling you on today, it's some promises that he has made for us, and he has said to us, and he shall not lie, and he shall do just what he said he shall do. He shall never leave us or forsake us. He shall do just what the promise that he has made to us. I hold on to the promise of promise. Hallelujah. It wasn't in my message, but God is saying a promise is a promise, and he said he shall not lie. Hallelujah. He shall perform it. Some of you are so close to your miracle. Some of you are so close to your blessing. Don't give up now. Keep praising your God. Keep lifting up the name of God. Keep serving King of kings and Lord of lords. Keep on worshiping him. It's not in vain. Hallelujah. You can make it. You can do all things through Christ to strengthen you. You know, sometimes you may say, you don't understand. I'm going through this, that, and other. But he brought you through that. He'll bring you through this. Hallelujah. Because that's what kind of God we serve. So I just want y'all to give him a wave offering right now. Hallelujah. Because, see, this is demonstration time. Hallelujah. We are going to magnify the Lord. Some people's praise has been stifled through the enemy, but it's been counseled out today. We shall lift up the name of the Lord. Every assignment, every attack, I cancel you out in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Some people's minds have been so hindered in the body of Christ, the Lord is saying, that we can't fully give him his praise. But God is calling us to praise him, because then where we're going in this next season, we got to praise him. Hallelujah, like never before. We got to be like David, but we got to praise him in season and out of season. We got to praise him in the morning. Hallelujah. We got to praise him in the afternoon. We got to praise him in the evening. We got to praise him every day. Hallelujah. As I was saying, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have your way, God. Have your way. As I was saying, also we're talking about praises in the natural, and the word praise, some of the definitions, one is honor, one is appreciate, one is acknowledge, one is compliment, one is gratitude. So I just want to say in that saying that keep on lifting up the name of Jesus. God is going to perform what he said he's going to perform. And in the natural, back to the natural, in the natural, we sometimes see people and we say, we like your shoes, we like your dress, we like your suit, we like their tie, and we compliment people and we give them compliment, we give them acknowledgement, we give them, you know, and sometimes we have birthday parties and celebrations and anniversaries to celebrate pastor's anniversary, the usher anniversary, and sometimes we have different functions that we go to, and we give our last money, we give our last, you know, we might prepare a meal for that occasion. We might prepare a financial love seed. We might prepare. Sometimes we have to take extra time. We may have only planned to be at that event that certain time of 3 hours or 2 hours, but that event may run into 6 hours. So we sacrifice and that time. We sacrifice our money. Sometimes we sacrifice preparing meals. We sacrifice sometimes, you know, even going, getting people gifts, love gifts and gifts, clothing, different things. And we sometimes we sacrifice very big, more than we, you know, plan to. But we sacrifice because we do it in love. We do it because we're concerned. We do it because we care. We do it because we might love that pastor or love that the usher boy. We just want to show our recognition. We just want to show our gratitude. We just want to give them compliments. We just want to give them acknowledgement. We just want to give them encouragement. So we do those kind of things just to do that. Well, how much more should we do for the Father, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Alpha and Omega, El Shalom, Jehovah Jireh, our great one? How much more should we do for him? How much more should we praise him? We should not be at the point when something comes up in our life, we don't feel like praising him. We should not be at the point where we praise him sometimes and sometimes we don't. We should praise him in season and out of season. God is calling us in these last days. These are the last days. To God be the glory. God is calling us up higher in him. He's calling us not to babyfy the spirits, to get rid of those spirits that's lingering in us. You know, through the word that has came forth on this broadcast, we have truly been blessed, but there is some people still holding on to some things. I know it was something that I had to let go before I could give this message because, see, I had to be first partaker, and God was saying, praise me, continue to praise me in season and out of season, because it's not to hurt you, the things that we go through. It's to make us strong. It's to make us have a testimony. It's to take us to another level. It's for our ministry. It's for the making of God to get the glory. He said, but I can't get the glory out of your life if you won't praise me. He said, I can't get the glory out of your life, I'll say it again, if you don't praise me, a full praise. And my theme was, it's time to give God the full praise that's due to him. I left out my theme. It's time to give God the full praise that's due to him. Hallelujah. Not 10%, not 20%, not 90%, but 100%. Hey, now my son, the full praise that's due to him. Because, see, some of us should not even be here. Because if the devil had his way, we'd have been gone a long time ago. Hallelujah. I got some testimonies where guns was to my head. Hallelujah. But it was nobody but God that kept me. And so I'm saying to you, I have no other choice but to praise him. I know things look dark and dim sometimes. Sometimes I know you don't know what to do, where to go, but God said, just wait on me. And while you're waiting, be of good courage. While you're waiting, praise me. Some of you need to dance around your home to cast out some things that's up in your home. He said, some of you need to go forth like never before. This is the season. The old man of God talked about overflow. And it is the season of blessings. It is the season of prosperity. It is the season that God's going to blow our minds. It is the season that God's going to do some things, but he wants us to flow in the spirit. And we can't flow in the spirit if we don't have the power of prayer. We can't flow in the spirit if we don't fast and pray. We can't flow in the spirit if we're not reading our word. We can't flow in the spirit if we don't love one another. We can't flow in the spirit if we won't let go. God said, let go today. Come up and come out. Come out of Egypt and don't go back. Go walk into the promised land where the milk and honey is. Walk into the things of God. Walk into, he has so much for you. He has so much for you and he wants to do so much in your life. He said, just praise me. I know it don't look right. I know all things going around don't look right, and it don't seem right. I know you may be having problems with your children. I know you may be having problems with your husband or your wife, but God said, praise me in season and out of season. Praise me in the morning, praise me in the afternoon, praise me in the evening. Praise me when you feel like praising me. Praise me when you don't feel like praising me, and I shall move for thee, and I shall bless thee. He said, I'm calling you up to a higher praise. Those that are praising me, continue to praise me, but I'm getting ready to take you into a worship of praise. I'm getting ready to take you into into a place that you have never been to before. in worship and praise, that you can hear me even more, that you can, yeah, now my son, feel my presence, because my glory is in you. He said, those that's been praying and fasting, that's been holding on, he said, continue to hold on. I am going to move. I am going to turn things around. I am going to tear down, build up, because I am God, saith the Lord. Somebody said they were looking for a word today. God said, I am God. I am King of Kings. Why won't you fully praise me? God saying, praise me. Come up, come up, come up, come up, come up, and come out. Come out, come out. Don't receive. Don't receive those things that's negative. Speak into your own spirit. Speak into your own life. Prophesy to your own self. Prophesy the goodness. Some people have had words spoken to them that was not of God, that was not good, that was bad even from a childhood. He said, I brought you through that, and I'll bring you through this. And he said, but don't receive those words. Cancel them out. We cancel them out right now in the name of Jesus. Every assignment, every curse, generation curse, we cancel you out with the blood of Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. He said, you got to take authority over the enemy. He has gave you the power and authority. God, I ask you to continue to cover their minds in your blood. He said, we're still talking about praises. He said, I will do what I said I'm going to do. All I need you to do is praise me. He said, I gave you some instructions. Follow the instructions. Be obedient. Trust. Wait in him. Stay out of those places that's not of him. Separate yourself from the people that's not connected with him. He said, be holy as he is holy. He said, lift me up, magnify me, and I shall move for thee. We thank you, Lord. We praise God today. We lift him up today. We exalt him today, hallelujah, because he is worthy to be praised. David didn't feel like praising him all the time because things was not always great in his life, but he praised him anyhow. You got to praise him anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. It can't be predicated on what you feel like. Hallelujah. And every assignment that God gives you, and he's speaking to me also, take it. Hallelujah. You can't be walking in doubt, fear, insecurity, low self-esteem. You have to walk in the presence of God. You got to flow in the spirit. You got to walk in the Holy Ghost boldness. You got to trust him, not just on Monday. You got to trust him Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You got to trust him. Hallelujah. Well, sometimes we trust in things, people, places. But God said, trust me. Sometimes we give people compliments, and there's nothing wrong with that. If a person look good, tell them they look good. If they don't say nothing. Hallelujah. Because we should be speaking good words to encourage our brother and our sister. Hallelujah. And I said, God, I just want to stop by to encourage the people. What do you want me to tell them? He said, tell them, I said, hold on, wait on me. Don't give up. Don't give up. And he said also, just keep praising me. You might not understand what the praise is about. You might not understand what you're going through. You may be looking dark and dim. People may have forsaken you. People may have lied on you. People that you thought was going to be with you till the end might have gave up on you on the first day, second day, the month, second. But God said, I'm bringing a new shifting. I'm doing a shifting and a changing of the guards. I'm lifting things up. I'm changing things around. This time around, Pastor Bernard, hallelujah, it's going to be an overflow. It's going to be a blessing. This time around, God's going to do greatness in your life, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And they will see and they will know, and I will make your enemies your footstool, saith the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I shall bring you blessings like never before, even blessings that you have not even asked. Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. And I hear that your grandchildren are covered. Hallelujah. Under the blood. Because see, something in the prayer. God is saying to us something about praying. And see, the powers in prayer, Mother told us. Hallelujah. I like when I come at the end so that I can just follow up on some of the things. She talked about power of prayer. God said we won't have any power if we don't have any praise. Hallelujah. Mm. We won't have any power if we don't pray. Hallelujah. We won't have any power if we don't fast. We won't have any power. We don't let that thing go. And he said, tell the people to let it go today. Whatever's holding them down, whatever's holding them back, come up and come out. Right, let it go today. And don't pick it back up because there's too much word on this line, too much power on this line for us to keep picking things up and putting it back down. Leave it to Jesus. Leave it at the altar today. And don't claim it. He says, speak the word over your life. Speak the word over yourself. And know that he is God. Hallelujah. Why won't you serve him? Give him the full praise. Hallelujah. Why won't you? And the praises is due to him. And the word was, His praises, the praises are due to him. Hallelujah. Give him his full praise. That was the thing. He's God. It's time to give God the full praise. Hallelujah. Because, see, some people have been giving him 10%. Some people have been giving him 90%. But those people that's been praising God, the 100%, the mothers, Pastor Bernard, and so on and so on and so on. We want to call everybody's name. Hallelujah. Because this is about Jesus today. But those that have been praising him, those that have been leading him, not to their own understanding, and they're letting God acknowledge their ways, God is going to bless them, but he wants to take them into another realm of worship. He wants to take us into another realm of praise. He wants to take us into another realm of place in him, that we hear his voice so clearly, that we hear his word, that we be doers of his word even more. He said he's ordering our footsteps. He's also telling me to tell y'all, get ready for the miracles and the blessings, but get ready and put your whole armor on. Ephesians 6, if you don't know what part of the armor it is and what part you should have on, he said, because some people putting half on, some people taking it off on. But God said, keep your whole armor on, because there's a war going on in the spiritual realm. There's a war going on. There's a war going on. He wants us to be ready for the battle. He wants us to fight the battle. But how can you fight in the battle when you're dipping and dabbing, when you're doing wrong, when your mind is confused, when you don't know what to do? You don't have to worry about that. That's a small thing. That's a light thing that you're going through. It sounds heavy. It looks heavy. It feels heavy. But God said it's a light thing to him, because he is Jehovah Jireh. He is El Shalom. He is the mighty one. Do you know who you're serving today? He said, I am King of Kings. Yes, Daniel was one of the kings, but he said, I am King of Kings. That means kings of all rulers, all of everything. Hallelujah. So can he do that small thing? Can he do that thing that you think is great? He said, but all I need you to do is trust me and obey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I said, I will be doing a live demonstration in your hearing. You cannot see it. I said, every once in a while, as I speak, I will be doing a live demonstration of praise. And this is time I'm taking out for a praise break. I ask that you join me. If you don't want to join me, it's okay. Hallelujah, because I don't mind praising them by myself. Hallelujah, because I hear music in my ear. Hallelujah, because I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah, I will praise him. Hallelujah, because all I went through, hallelujah, I ain't got time to wait whether you want to join in. Hallelujah. But you ought to join in, because he's been somebody's doctor. He's been somebody's lawyer in the courtroom. He's been somebody's provider. He's been so good to us. He brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Hallelujah. He saved us. So we ought to praise him. Hallelujah. We praise the king of the kings. We praise the president. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We praise the cars, the houses, the lands, different things. Oh, man, that looks good. Oh, you know, we give compliments, you know. We give honor, and give honor where it is due. Hallelujah. But it's nothing like praising the true king. Hallelujah. 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 I give him the highest praise, because he is worthy of the praise. He is worthy. We have praised some people that wasn't worthy. Now I'm going to step on some toes. We have gave money to some pastors, you know, just going along with the anniversary, the situation, and they weren't worthy. Maybe you didn't, but I did. I had to repent. You know, because God never told me to give that seed, you know, give the seed where it's supposed to be given at. But hallelujah. But I thank God, because there's a time where you should grow up. It's a time God is saying, some of us are still at the same stage we was 10 years ago when we first got saved. Hallelujah. Our praise should be different. Our words should be different. Now. Even the way of our preaching, teaching, and prophesying, or whatever you call to do. Because, see, you may not be a fivefold ministry, but your ministry is important to God. I just want to stop by to tell you, you are important to God. So the devil is a liar. Get him out your mind. Get him out your life. Get him out your home. Get him out your spirit. Because he is a liar. You have important. See, you have a purpose. So I say, walk in your purpose today. Walk in the will of God. Waste no more time, because we're out of time. time. We're out of time.
Right.
The king is soon to come back, and he's looking for a church without a spot or wrinkle. So we're running out of time. Win those souls that God has called you to win. Do the work that God has called you to do. When you get your mind focused on Jesus, hallelujah, you'll forget all the things around you. You'll forget about the circumstances, hallelujah, because either you're walking by faith, are you walking by sight? What is it today? You can't walk by both. Huh? Either you're serving one God and you'll hate the other. What is it today? I ask you, who will you serve today? Who will be your Lord today? Hallelujah. And if God is your Lord, we thank God to keep continue to let him be your Lord. We come against any assignment that comes against the fivefold, the pastors, that they will continue to go forth in the name of Jesus, that they won't get weary and well-doing, and everyone that has a ministry, prayer ministry, or broadcast, we come against those assignments that, those attacks, and we come against that filthy, stinking demon right now. We come tearing them down. We come destroying the yokes. We come pulling every stronghold down, and we plead the blood over the ministries, over the broadcasters, over the prayer lines, over the churches, that they shall go forth. I speak. Hallelujah. You want a word? I speak in the name of Jesus. I can't do nothing in my name, but I can do something in Jesus' name. So I speak as a prophetess in the name of Jesus. You shall go forth and you shall do what God calls you to do. Whether you're a pastor, whether you're a bishop, whether you're an apostle, whether you're evangelist, whether you're a missionary, whether you're a minister, whatever, elder, whatever your calling is, you shall go forth and do what God has called you to do. So I say to you, get up and rise and let give God the glory. Get up and rise and praise God. Get up and rise and lift him up. Get up and rise and magnify him. Get up and tell someone about the goodness of Jesus. Get up and tell someone about the goodness of Jesus. Get up and magnify him. Get up and exalt him. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Get up and rise. Hallelujah. If God called you to rise 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, whatever time it is, get up that time and rise and preach the word, read the word, pray, pray. Whatever God's calling you to do, pray in season and out of season. It's time to pray like never before. So I say, if you want the power of God, you want the power of God, the real power of God, hallelujah, continue to praise him. Hallelujah, you will see a difference. I tell you, I command you on today, those that's listening, that's been having problems, that's been going through, some people haven't even spoken on the line. But if you just 21 days of praise, and just go forth and look in that mirror every day and prophesy to your own self,
Whether it be
morning or night, I bet you will be a turnaround. I not bet you.
There will be
a turnaround, and there will be a shift in the atmosphere. There will be a change in your heart. I speak it in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to you today. No more delay. Hallelujah.
No more delay. No more doubt.
No more doubt. And believe me, I had some notes. I never got to look at them. I'm just flowing in the spirit. I thank God for the man of God.
Go ahead.
I wrote the notes. I had to throw them away. Then I wrote the notes again. And then yesterday I went over them because, you know, God gave me the message, you know, several days ago. And when the woman of God said Thursday was open, I was supposed to say amen and take the slot because God told me Thursday. So I thank God. So it must be something he wanted to say today. So I give him the praise. I give him the glory. Hallelujah. It's not about me, but it's about him. So I said, God is something, you know, that I said, well, I think everything was spoken. That's what I feel. But God is saying, he's telling us today, praise me in season and out of season. Lift me up. Hallelujah. Don't look at the darkness. Don't look at the situation. Don't look at the people. Don't even listen to those naysayers and those negative people. Disconnect from the people that mean you no good, that's talking negative. If they're not fasting, if they're not praying, if they're not seeking God, if they're not praising God, and if their holiness is right, that was a song today.
Holiness,
that was my first time hearing that song. But hallelujah, holiness is right. Hallelujah.
Right,
and God said,
right,
don't compromise. He told me before, I came on, don't compromise. So that was the right song because I was listening and I said, hallelujah, I don't want to compromise. So he said, tell the people what I want you to tell him. So I said, okay, God, I'll open my mouth and you speak. So I thank God he's speaking on today. Hallelujah. And he's speaking to all of us. And he said, just trust me. Wait on me. Be obedient. Walk by faith and not by sight.
Hallelujah. And he's, I'm hearing the rain is coming. The rain is coming. But you must trust him. You must praise him. You must magnify him. Hallelujah. It's a must. It's a command. Hallelujah. That you must. Hallelujah. And not 10%, not 20%, not 15%, but 100%. His total was total due to him. Was total due to him. Hallelujah. You know, y'all had some things that due to y'all, but you, it's held up because you won't praise him, some of you. Hallelujah. Some of you, it's held up because you won't praise him. Hallelujah. But some of you, hallelujah, your due season is here. Hallelujah. Your blessed season is here. Your promised season is here. Hallelujah. All right. It's not coming. It's here. Hallelujah for some of you. Hallelujah. Because you've been praying, waiting, fasting, and seeking God. You've been living holy. Hallelujah. I hear somebody might even be saying, I can't do it. I can't live holy. Well, I'm here to tell you, I said I couldn't do it. I couldn't live holy. I had to have a man. But I realized the only man I had to have was Jesus. I can live holy. I will live holy because I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Hallelujah. I can't do it without him. Hallelujah. And don't want to do anything without him. So I come today to say, be encouraged, saints. Continue praising him. Continue giving him that total praise that's due to him. Hallelujah. And as I'm ending on the 21st verse, my mouth shall speak the praises of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. It doesn't say, Pastor Bernard, just Pastor Bernard, praise him. Sister Ruby, praise him. It says all flesh. It says all flesh, praise him. Hallelujah. Mm. And where it says my mouth, put your name there. Hallelujah. And it said let all flesh praise his name. It says not just Monday, forever, ever. Not just Tuesday, forever and ever. Praise his name. Hallelujah. If you want the power of God, if you want to do great miracles and signs and wonders, if you want to be in the remedy, if you want to be in God's will, if you want to walk holy, if you want to walk in the blessings of God, you got to lift him up. God bless you all. Lift him up. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the praise. You may be praising high, mama, it's a man that ain't even worthy. Hallelujah. And if anybody is shacking up that's listening on this line, holiness is right. You got to leave it alone. God bless. Holiness is right. Praise his name. God bless you all. Hallelujah.
Holiness. Hallelujah is right. She didn't preach to
Turn it back
she
in the hand.
Spoke a word today. Hallelujah. Holiness is right. All praises, you're the little Messiah, belong to God. Praise him when you feel like it. Praise him when you don't. When you can't see your way, she didn't die. And nothing else I could say, but let everything that had breath praise ye the Lord. I know that word was on time, and it certainly was. It certainly was for me. Amen. I had a little stomach issue going on this morning. Felt a little nausea. Hallelujah. And I had reserved in my mind, I'm going to just rest today. I'm going to stay in this bed. Hallelujah. But you know what? I wouldn't allow myself to succumb to that. Amen. And I got a call from Dr. Singleton. And, Lord, you know anybody that know Dr. Singleton, when he called you, he got some words. He got some words, amen, and he began to speak some words in my spirit. And as he began to speak, Prophetess Darlene, I tell you, I felt my help coming. And as he began to speak in my spirit, amen, hallelujah, I felt a quickening spirit. How many know God will give you a quickening spirit? And I felt that quickening spirit, amen. And that nausea left. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I was able to get up and fix me a little breakfast. Hallelujah. You know, after you come off these 21-day fast, amen, you can't just go back to resuming what you was consuming before, because your stomach have already shrank. Amen. You can't go back and eat no full-course meal and all this different stuff. It'll mess you up. Hallelujah. But I heard the word of God say today, Hey, hallelujah. No more delay. It's time for us to rise up. Hey, amen, amen. It's time for us to prophesy to ourselves. It's time for us to lay hands on our own bodies. Lay hands amen. On your own mind. You don't need no prophet Jesus. To come in the city.
Yes.
Hey, if you got the Holy
hallelujah.
Ghost, hey, Jesus. She said, if you got the power, you can lay hands on yourself. What you going to be sick? Why would I have to call Prophetess Glover and Prophetess Darlene when I'm feeling bad? The Lord already knew
yes.
that Dr. Singleton was going to give me a call. He already yes. knew he was going to quicken my spirit. He already knew once I received that word, it was going to come alive in my spirit. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. When you block up one river, hallelujah, God has another one. Another one. Hallelujah. Thank God for Prophetess Darlene and that. Hey, God, I'm going to praise him. Hey, Jesus, I'm going to praise him till my help come. Hallelujah. And sometimes when you begin to feast, like she said, you begin to feast on God's word and you begin to lift him up, praise him. You know that sickness to leave you and concentrate on what we're feeling. That's what the enemy wants, because we're not trusting God.
Amen.
Rise above that depression, that those whispering demons that come to take us away. You begin to focus on God. Thank you. And you begin to praise him like the woman of God have admonished us today. You know all that stuff has to leave you, because they can't nothing stay in the presence of God. When you begin to glory to
thank
God.
You,
I bless
hallelujah.
The Lord today. I bless him today. She has spoken a rhema word. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. When the praise, somebody say when the praises go up. I don't subscribe to that. I know I be to praise God. And down in me, he start touching me. Hey, glory to God. He start telling me everything gonna be all right. Just praise me. Hallelujah. I know you can't
hallelujah.
See your way, and it ain't for you to see your way. It's for God. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. It ain't for us to understand. He didn't tell us to understand it. He said, believe it. Hey, he said, my word is spirit and my word is life. She didn't spoke to them. Woo, that was you want a prophetic word? That was a prophetic word today. Huh? Praise ye the Lord no matter what you're going through. Praise him. Amen. I'm going to give it to Sister Ruby. I received that for myself today. Amen. I'm going to praise him regardless. Huh? I won't stop praising him. I can't stop praising him.
Hallelujah.
He said, stir up your pure mind. Sometimes
yes.
we got to remember. Sometimes when we're in the midst of a valley and we're in the midst of some situations, we got to remember what God already has done. And if you begin to just think about what he's already done, what you're going through now is a light thing. He said these light afflictions are only for what? The Bible tells me these light afflictions are only for a moment. Only for a moment. But even those light afflictions, they'll leave you when you begin to praise God. I received that word today, Prophetess Darlene. Amen. She didn't take all day to deliver it either. Hallelujah. It don't take all day to speak a word into somebody else's spirit, especially when God has given you the word. All you got to do is speak. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I received that word today, and I feel good. Yeah, I'm prophesying to myself, I feel good. I will not lay down. I will
thank
not succumb to nothing that the enemy have plan yes. for me. Amen. God said, I know the thoughts that I have for you. Hallelujah. I know the plans mm. that I have for you. Your
Thank
ways
you,
are not my ways. Your thoughts are not
come
my
on,
thoughts.
Come on. Hallelujah.
My thoughts and my ways are higher than yours. They're above yes. yours. You don't know what God is thinking at any time. All you can say is, Lord, help me. Help this little yes. poor woman that's crying yes. out. Higher no more fire. I received that word to prophetess, Darlene.
Thank
hey,
you.
Glory to God.
Thank
God bless you. Amen, amen. God Sister you. Ruby, thank you, Jesus. Ah, woo, glory to God. Hey, I don't know no more Shia. I don't know no more See that? Hey, glory. He's good. He's good. He's good.
Yes.
I thank on the goodness of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Ah, I can't preach on after this woman. This woman that spoke a this was a prophetic word. Those
Amen.
Of you that's always looking for a prophetic word, you just got one. Hallelujah. Run with that one. Thank you, Sister Ruby. I'm done. Oh, Jesus, I love you today.
Boy, that was a rhema word, anointed word.
Ah,
prophetess, darling. We're going to prophetess, Glover. We got quite a few, so please hold on, and we'll get to you as soon as possible. Glover.
Okay, God bless you. Praise the Lord, everyone. I just wanted to say I give honor to God, certainly, and then also to Pastor Adrian, as well as to Mother Ruby. Our speaker today, Prophetess Darlene, has certainly delivered a word from God that God has dropped in her spirit to encourage us to praise God. And so I give honor to you, woman of God, for the word for us to be encouraged and to be obedient to what God is calling us to. He desires to be praised, and he desires to be worshiped and lifted up. And so I thank God for you. I thank God for everything that you're doing. In Jesus' name,
praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
God bless you.
I'm going to move. I ask for you. You have not seen. Ears have not heard. Eyes have not seen what I'm going to do for you. It's to ask the Lord. You are mine. I am going to rain on you. I'm going to use you. Just keep praising me. Just keep praising me, says the Lord. Just keep praising me, says the Lord. I know it's been hard. But God said, I have called you. And I hear God said, I'm pushing some things out of you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. And he said, I am going to move on your behalf. He said, it's going to be overflow of blessings. And you have prayed for others. I have not forgot about you, says the Lord. Says the Lord God said, I am with thee. And I shall also make your enemies your footstool, says the Lord. Hallelujah. And it is going to rain your way. Hallelujah. And I see pearls, and I see pearls. God said, you have not asked for some things, but I shall give you the very best. Because you have gave me the best. You have sacrificed. God said, in the word today, we were talking about sacrifice briefly. How people sacrifice giving to others. But you have sacrificed given to others, but also you have sacrifice given to me, saith the Lord, and I shall reward thee. I shall bless thee, saith the Lord. God bless you.
God bless. Prophetess Glover, that was for you. Minister Donnie.
That was for you, Prophetess Glover. Jesus.
Wow, my God. Bless you, Mother Ruby. Bless you, Pastor Adrian. Bless you, Prophet Davis. That was an awesome word. I'm just sitting here like, wow, I am praising my way through this thing, praising my way out of, and praising my way into. Awesome word, mighty woman of God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you so
Hallelujah.
Much.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can I say something to you, my brother? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Is that all right? I'm Pastor Bernard. I'm sure
yes,
it's okay.
Yes,
I'm just,
right ahead.
I got to flow. The man of God said flow yesterday, and I want to be obedient. And, you know, sometimes I sit and hold, and I tell you, I had to get delivered because, hallelujah. No, I'm saying I had to get delivered, but I thank God for this line. It's free. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you hold that thing, you get backed up, but it may cost somebody's life. So if you have a word, speak it. Hallelujah. Man of God, be obedient to everything God is telling you to do. It's very important that you lose
and let go of everything God's telling you to let go of and leave behind everything that needs to be left behind, some things, some people, some places, whatever God gives you instructions to do, do it and keep praising him, and you shall overcome this. You shall come out of this. Hallelujah. And you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. So praise your way, my brother.
Mm. Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
God bless. Thank you. We're going to Evangelist Doris. Evangelist Doris, we're coming to y'all. Please be patient and hold on. Evangelist Doris. Okay, we're going to an unknown number that was on yesterday. 313-5735. 313-5735. We thank you so much for tuning in. God bless.
Okay. Hallelujah.
We're going to an unknown number, 517-7521. Thank you so much for tuning in. God
Sister
bless.
Sister Ruby.
Yes.
Sister Ruby.
Yeah.
I just want to let you all know, call out the area code of your phone numbers and the last four of your number. We don't want to give out your full number, so we only use your area code and the last four of your number. If you don't want to say anything, we certainly appreciate you tuning in, and we'll just keep it moving. But God bless you. We thank all of you all that have called in, and you certainly earn. We don't make you say anything, but you're welcome to do so. If you'd like to get prayer or have a word tomorrow or what have you, you certainly can do that. God bless you. Sister Ruby.
Okay, we're going to Evangelist Doris.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to Sister T.
God bless. It's truly an honor to be on this line today to Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, and Prophetess Arnie Davis. I just thank and praise God. I thank God that the message was on praise, because I'm praising and honoring God for all this. I'm praising and honoring God. I just left a funeral of a person who's been serving God for 56 years, and all we
did was God.
We praised God throughout the whole ongoing celebration. So I just honor God for what he is doing. I know he is taking us from glory to glory. And continue to pray my strength in the Lord so I continue to be the daughter that he called me to be. I love you all. Thank you.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise the Lord. Sister Dawn. Okay, she's not answering. So we're going to go to Mother Charity. Mother Charity.
I'm sure this afternoon. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and let all that is within me bless his holy name. I certainly have enjoyed this, sister. Glory to God that preached today. Amen. You know what? No one it is that's like she was saying. Only one is worthy is the Lord. Amen. Mm. And all praises go to him. Amen. And I do bless his name this afternoon. This morning and midnight, as a matter of fact, in Jesus' name. Lord, we love the Lord today. Amen. He have heard my cry, and he have delivered me. And I thank him, and I bless him today. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, y'all pray for us.
Amen.
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 On to Liberal Minister Democrat.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Amen. What a word. Amen. I thank and praise God, amen, for this line as well. Amen. And God, not only do you get some good preaching, you get good teaching, amen. And when she was talking about, that's one of my favorite psalms as well, you know, 145. I noticed that the whole book of Psalms talk about supplications and prayers in the beginning, but David ended his last five books with praise. And that just teaches us how we're supposed to pray. Yes, pray. Yes, ask God for stuff. But before you get up, amen, make sure you end that thing with some kind of praise. Amen, amen, amen. And that's going to take you through what you're going through. So, amen. So when the woman of God began to speak on that today, like praise, 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 praise. Amen of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever we're going through, that's the thing right there. That's how we can get up out of this thing. So I just touch and agree with that teaching. Amen of God. Hallelujah. Yes, pray. Yes, yes, you know, amen. Ask God for stuff. But before you get up, amen. Like David ended them Psalms, make sure that praise get in there somewhere. Amen. And God is going to bless. Amen. So I thank God for the praise. Amen. God, and I thank God for this word on today. So God bless you, woman of God. I receive that. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We're going to Lady. I thought I seen a number here. It's not here. Okay. We're going to Lady Mars. Lady Mars.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I just came on, so I'm just listening to the comments. I was not able to connect with you all earlier, so I just came in. So God bless you all. I know it was an awesome word because on this line there is always an awesome word.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless. God bless. We got some different callers on here that I don't recognize. But let's see what they want to talk about. What's your name? Your line is open. Babbler 96.
Nigga, blood of Jesus. Cut that off.
It's about four.
Oh, Jesus. The devil
so
is made. Hallelujah. You know that word was powerful when the devil comes. He got glory. Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When the sons of God gathered, behold, Satan also was
the
there.
Blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah. But we've already prayed. You have no authority. You have no power. Glory to God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We're going to lift him up and praise him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continue to be in my mouth. Hallelujah.
It's about
so glad we got power on this line. I'm so glad that we're united. I'm so glad that we on one accord. Ah, God, I bless you again.
Jesus.
In the chat room, so I'm going to just not pay no attention to it. The blood of Jesus. Well, that word was,
we got the victory.
The they had to come out, but the blood of Jesus fell against you, Satan.
Lose it,
in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' name.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hello,
Paul.
What are you saying, Evangelist?
I say carry on. Anybody else?
I'm trying to see now. They done bombarded the switchboard, so I'm trying to pass them. Let's see here. I think I'll go back to Sister Dar. She didn't answer. I'm going back to one. Sister Evangelist Dar.
All right. We're going to go back to, if that's all the callers, we're going to go back to Prophetess Darlene. Hey,
Evangelist, we want to acknowledge Mother Cannon on the broadcast.
Amen. See if Mother want to have a word. Thank you, Jesus, Mother Cannon.
Yes,
thank God for the Lord,
and I thank God for these. I thank and praise God for another day that He's kept us. And you know the devil is busy. Anything you're doing for the Lord, the devil don't like it. But greater is He that's within us than he that's in the world. When I heard that commotion, whatever it was, I start pleading the blood of Jesus against it. Because He's a lying wonder. He has no power over us. And He won't have no power over this radio station because it's of God. And keep on, evangelists. Keep on keeping on in the name of Jesus. Because whatever you do, do it all in the name of Jesus. And He's blessing it. I mean, He's blessing it. But all the ministers that's been coming on has been so powerful. And God is great, and He's greatly to be praised. Pray much for me.
Glory to God. We thank God for Mother Cannon. I just want to give God some glory for these mothers on the line. I praise God for Mother Cannon, and Mother Cannon called down to Detroit and invited Mother Charity on the line, and Mother Charity, Mother Cannon, come on this line. Hey, it's a blessing when you see mothers on the line. Hey, you know what I'm gonna shout, y'all? Mothers that have lived holy, mothers that have set examples, mothers that have been on the firing line, mothers that are in prayer, hallelujah, covering us. It's a blessing. So I salute Mother Cannon and Mother Charity on the line. We haven't had many mothers on this line. We have Mother Richard comes on periodically and speak a word for us. But I tell you, I'm just so full when I can see what God is doing through these mothers, and just the very fact that they're on the line, we know we have power. Hallelujah. Power. Glory to God. So I bless the Lord for Mother Cannon, and you know Mother Cannon, Aaron was sharing with me. My mother just have been telling people about the broadcast and what have you. Not lifting me up, but we're on this line to lift up the name of Jesus, because I'm nothing without the Lord. Hallelujah. I am a servant unto God. Amen. And I can't serve God and I don't serve my fellow man. Because when I serve God, amen, I'm serving my fellow man. And when I serve my fellow man, I'm pleasing God. So we're on this line to lift up the name of Jesus. We're not here for no other reason. Amen.
All
we're
right.
not here
All
to
right.
win no popularity contests. We're not here to compete. We're here to preach and teach this gospel. And my Bible tells me that this gospel is going to be preached to every man, boy, woman, and girl. Everyone will have heard this gospel before we stand before Jesus. This gospel, because no man will be able to accuse God of being unjust, of being unrighteous, of being unholy. This gospel is going to be preached. And every time you come on this line, I want you to know we have an archive. But God has a record. And He don't have to go back into the archive. He just can recall it and say, on such and such day, Prophetess Darlene gave you a word about praising me. Did you hear it? Did you hear it? Amen. Mm-hmm. If you didn't hear it, she gave you the word. You just didn't receive it. Hallelujah. So we want you to know there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in praise.
Yes,
amen. And because we are praising God, we're able to keep the enemy in His chains. He's forever bound. He has freedom in our lives. Amen. So we bless the Lord for that. Anybody that comes on the line afterwards, we'll acknowledge you. But we're going to give it back into the hands of Prophetess Darlene. I'll have some remarks from Sister Ruby and Prophetess Darlene. You can have final comments and close us out with the word of prayer. On tomorrow is Provoke Fridays with Pastor Edward Hamilton. We'll be here tomorrow. That's our Provoke Fridays. He's out of Houston, Texas. Amen. And also we want you to stay tuned, because next week we have some different speakers will be coming up. And also we want those of you that's in the California area, in Southern California and Northern California, to come out on February the 28th. That's a Friday evening. We're going in. We're going to Oakland, California, and we're going to support Pastor R.C. Blake out of New Home Family Worship Church there in New Orleans, Louisiana. He'll be here in Oakland, California, and we have told him that we would come in support. So those of you that are in the Sacramento, Los Angeles, Boston, and San Francisco and Oakland area, meet us on Friday, February the 28th, and we will give you that information. We will begin posting the flyers on Facebook and Twitter, and we want to go and hear this powerful man of God. He is he has a girls' night in the Word, and he'll be teaching on 10 habits of successful women. Amen. 10 habits. I would like to say a successful holy women. We want to put some holy, virtuous women in there. Amen. So we're going to support him.
Hallelujah.
And also on Thursday, February the 20th, mark your calendar, because Pastor Blake's will be ministering. We'll be interviewing him shortly, and then he'll be ministering the word of God for us on Thursday, February the 20th. So we want you to tune in for that also. Amen. Amen. So God bless you. We're going back to Prophetess Sister Ruby, then Prophetess Darlene. God bless you.
Oh, praise the Lord. The word was truly anointed, and praise your way out, Prophetess Darlene. It was just truly anointed. Thank the Lord that he gave you that anointed word of God. Amen. Go back to you, Prophetess.
Praise the Lord. My soul has been blessed. My soul has been encouraged. You know, the enemy came on, and it, I don't know what he thought he was going to do, but all he did was made me want to praise God even more, because I know that I was in the place
Hallelujah.
Of God. I know I was speaking the word of God. I know that God has sent the word. So I thank God on today. Hallelujah. I praise God on today. For this line, I thank God for the power on this line. I thank God for the mothers on this line. I thank God for the intercessors. Everybody got a place on this line. Everybody got a place. You know, you may not preach, you may not teach, you may not prophesy, you may not be that evangelist, but we need the intercessors praying. Because, see, the enemy is real, but God is realer. He is more powerful than anything and anybody. But we need intercessors. So hallelujah. We need intercessors. So I thank God for the intercessors that's praying in the background, that's tearing down things, destroying yokes. Hallelujah. And ain't nobody mad but the devil. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad. Hallelujah. I'm rejoiced at the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God. Hallelujah. I magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. I exalt him. Hallelujah. Because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. So anytime the enemy comes in your life, you know you're doing something right. Anytime you come in your home,
you
your car, your phone, your broadcast, you know you're doing something right, Pastor Bernard. You know you're doing something right, Mother. So keep on praying. The ones that pray, keep on fasting, keep on reading the word, keep on seeking them, because there's power on this line. And I thank God that God connected me with Prophetess Barbara, that connected me on this line, because there's power, and iron sharpens iron. So I just thank God for this opportunity. Mm. I thank God for the power. I just thank God for the demonstration, even of the enemy coming on, because it lets me know that we got to pray even more. Hallelujah. And we upset some things. We have stirred up some things. Hallelujah. We taught him. Now Satan's kingdom today, because the blood of Jesus was on the situation. And we thank God for the blood. Hallelujah. And I keep hearing that song. I don't have that song, but I'm going to have to get that song that I heard today for the first time. Holiness is right. Hallelujah. There's no other way. Be holy as God is holy. Holiness is right. Mm. I love that song. What today was encouragement to me. I thank God for Sister Ruby, because she knows just what song to play and just what to do. And I thank God that she's tuned in the spirit. You don't think she's prophetic. She may not be called prophetess, but she is prophetic. She is tuned into the spirit. And I thank God for the anointing on her. You have an excellent co-host. Couldn't have a better driver. Couldn't have a better person with you. So I just thank God, and Pastor Bernard, I thank God for you, because of the power and anointing. God couldn't have me connect with someone just great as you are. I just thank God, and I ask God to connect me with some people that's living holy, some people that's living right. And so I thank God, some people that love him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because, see, some people may not love me, but as long as they love him, I know they're going to love me. Hallelujah.
All right.
So I just thank God on today. I give him praise on today, and I'm just excited. And I'm telling you, I'm just as tickled. I don't know what to do with myself. Because when the enemy came in, I'm going to get off the phone and do me a dance. Hallelujah.
All right.
So I give God honor today, and I just thank y'all for listening to me. I thank y'all for this opportunity. Mothers, I really thank God for y'all because I feel the power. And I thank God, and y'all just keep on, keep it moving, and keep on in God. And God bless y'all. Keep everybody, just keep doing what God called you to do. If you're not in the will of God, get in the will of God. If you're in the will of God, stay in the will of God. If you're not praying, pray. If you are praying, pray even more. If you're not fasting, fast. If you're not reading your word, read your word. If you are doing those things, continue to do them. God is going to move on your behalf. Love you all. God bless.
Amen. Next week, Mother Cannon will be ministering for us also. Next week, we'll never forget that message, the power of prayer. So Mother Cannon will be ministering one day next week. We'll let you know when. Also, I know Lady Morris is usually she's getting off work, so we're going to have to squeeze her in when she have an off day and let her come on and minister for us. So we thank God for Lady Morris. And we thank God for each and every one of you. Just want to give a shout-out also to Minister Liberal Democrat. We thank God for him. You can go on YouTube, and you can see these messages that he download these messages to YouTube and Twitter. And, I just thank God for him. I really thank God for him. And he just does it with a loving and a kind and willing spirit. So we thank God for him. Again, you can go to our website and listen to these messages at www.newdestinyministries.com. You can listen to these messages live on the internet. You can go to YouTube and hear all of these messages that the women and men of God come on and minister. And you can also visit us on Facebook and on Twitter. So God is doing some marvelous things. Stay tuned. Keep your seatbelts on and keep on praising God because we're going higher. The songwriter say every round goes higher. Amen. We want also you all to remember Evangelist Cummins. Don't forget about our dear sister, Evangelist Cummins. We want to continue to pray for her, pray for God to continue to work on President Obama, where my sister Danielle will come home. Pray for me as I begin to start getting things together to make my transition. I'm looking for some of you all to come down in the New Orleans area. There's much work to do. People say, ain't nothing to do. Oh, yeah, they have something to do. Anytime they have souls that haven't given their life to the Lord, there's work to do. There's work to do. There's work to do in our homes. There's work to do in our families. There's work to do in the churches. There's work to do in the vineyard. Amen. The Bible says the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. How many want to labor? How many want to go out into the highway and the hedges and compel men to come? Well, that's what we have to do. We've been mandated to go out and teach this gospel. Amen. And be an effective witness for the Lord. Amen. We're going to close out with Holiness is Right. Amen. God bless you all. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow in Jesus' name.
Evangelist Bernard. Okay. Prophet Dee Dee been on a while, and then he just got on, and this is one of her. They work together. So I'm opening up his line and say, Prophet Dee Dee.
Hey, praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We thank the Lord.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Amen.
We thank the Lord, amen, for prophetess coming on. Woman of God, I thank God for the word that came forth. I thank God, amen, that you continue to, continue to stay in him, woman of God. In him you move and have your being. I just thank the Lord again for you, amen, as you continue to look to your hill. You know, your help comes from God Almighty. He said he would never leave you, and I'm never forsaking you. So I just thank you for the word, woman of God, that you came forth to me today. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank everybody. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I thank God for you. May you continue to be encouraged.
Amen.
We thank God for him because he was on earlier and he dropped off, and they usually worked in the ministry together.
Yes.
So God bless
you. Can I
you.
Say something? Can I say something, Pastor Bernard? You know,
yes.
I thank God for my spiritual family. I just thank God for, you know, I'm not close with my natural family. And I just thank God for the move that he has done on this broadcast with my new family. But I thank God for Prophet BB. I just thank God for him. He's, you know, I have spiritual brothers, but he's the brother that can make me cry. And so I just thank God for, you know, crying. I just thank God, you know, not in a bad way, but I thank God for his works. And I just thank God for his support. And God, I just want to say, continue to go forth and do what God has called you to do. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Bless. It's a blessing. And we're going to close out with Holiness is Right. That's the one we brought on, the Born Again Church Choir.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Now the world is living all kinds of lifestyles, but the life of a Christian should be pure and undefiled. Everybody has thoughts to repent thereof and then walk in the light, because holiness is right.
Our prophetess Glover, where is she?
Oh,
you call
prophetess Glover. I was. She's gone. She just hung up. I thought she was on. The Lord told me to open up her mic. Amen. But we're gonna go back. We're gonna close our night with this.
Now the world is living all kinds of lifestyles, but the life of a Christian should be pure and undefiled. Everybody has thoughts to repent thereof and then walk in the light, because holiness is right. God is God and he'll always be the same. His word is the law, not one tittle will ever change. You must distinguish between clean and unclean and then walk in the light, because holiness is right. There is no
on here is over.